Difficulty is not a sign that you're on the wrong path. As we explained in the section on the wood element in Chapter 12, healthy plants embody a combination of tenacity, perspective, and flexibility, which enables them to grow around obstacles rather than becoming stuck. Humans benefit from these virtues too. There will be obstacles, and if you're rigid, short-sighted, or anger-prone, you'll see these obstacles as injustices. Whether the obstacle is getting pulled over for speeding, a broken leg, having mean parents, dirty dishes, or people not buying your product, there's a single, usually subconscious, belief that can prevent you from moving on. I am right. Even though it happened, you believe it shouldn't have happened. Your plan was right and life was wrong. Let go of having to be right. An attachment to your rightness is a hindrance to flexibility and growth. The popular business book, Who Moved My Cheese, expresses this concept brilliantly through the analogy of mice running through a maze searching for cheese. When the scientist moves the cheese and the mice don't find it where they expect it, they don't waste a minute dwelling on it. They simply continue searching for the cheese until they find it. Only a human would stay glued to the spot where the cheese is supposed to be, shocked and outraged that someone moved it, hoping that our insistence that it should be here will make it appear. An interesting thing happens when you loosen up about needing to be right. Whereas you may have thought it was your rightness that was making your plan work and giving merit to your position, without it, you suddenly find you're able to move forward with great ease and flexibility. You're able to be decisive because you don't get stuck on the obstacles. You develop like a healthy plant for which obstacles are merely impetuses for increased growth. Obstacles make you stronger. If we take another lesson from the plant world, we see that plants that have no obstacles are often weak or unprepared for challenges that arise. Without cold nights and strong breezes, your tomato plants will probably have stems that are too weak to support the weight of their own fruit. Some growers actually whack their plants with a broom, creating a man-made obstacle because it's thought to stress them into building stronger stems and putting more energy into fruiting. Humans also need obstacles to be our best. If we don't encounter any in everyday life, we start searching for them. We climb mountains and run marathons on the weekends. We get into relationships with people we know will be difficult to live with. Thus, it's possible for obstacles to be both the bane of our existence, when we resist them, and the means by which we grow and mature. Most new relationships, whether with a career, a human, or a health practice, begin with some obstacles. But they're obstacles we're expecting, and we're up for doing the work to grow into them. We're excited about this person or endeavor, and we're clear about the payoff the relationship will yield for us. After a while, though, when the shine wears off a bit, we may expect the relationship to become easy, and this makes us reluctant to keep up the work, much less to double our efforts when the big growth periods come, as they inevitably do. While we want you to experience ease, it's not the same as easy, and it's important not to confuse ease with a lack of work. Work and relaxation can go hand in hand. One of the greatest gifts we receive from studying Tai Chi is the concept of simultaneous work and relaxation. Traditional instruction in Tai Chi relies on ideas that seem paradoxical, and the paradox of work and relaxation is most important. The key is to discover that these two qualities aren't really mutually exclusive. In Tai Chi, the entire body should be engaged. Every part of us should be working simultaneously, even our mental focus. Yet, we must also maintain slow, deep breathing and a state of inner peace. It can be difficult to accomplish because people so frequently equate working hard with being tense and stressed. Our Tai Chi practice started out as 4 hours a week in the Chinese Benevolent Association building in downtown Portland. But over the years, we noticed that it was less and less confined to just that time and space. When you're devoted to the practice of a mind-body art, such as Tai Chi, yoga, Qigong, or even ballet, it expands into your everyday life. It starts to affect the way you move, think, breathe, work, and communicate, and this is when it becomes truly transformative. What would happen if you were to adopt this Tai Chi attitude of simultaneous work and relaxation? This attitude of total participation in the way you relate to your plan, your job, your housework, your partner, your kids, your friends, your parents, and yourself. Jump in and try.